Welcome. My name is Dr. Stephanie Carrera, and I'm a postdoctoral fellow at CAPS. This practice is called Leaves on a Stream. It's from acceptance and commitment therapy and designed to help you get a little distance from unhelpful thoughts and feelings to find a little pocket of peace in the present moment. It's pretty common that our minds feel plagued by negative thoughts. There's a good reason for that. Anticipating danger helped our cave people ancestors survive. They needed to be constantly alert to danger in order to avoid threats in their environment. And we inherited this survival mind from them. If we fast forward to today's worries, our minds are trying to warn us of modern dangers to our survival in order to protect us. Worried thoughts such as, you'll screw up this exam, or he might reject you if you ask him out, or you aren't smart enough to be here. We then treat these thoughts as facts, rather than simply opinions, judgments, or predictions about the future. Our minds are amazing story writers, and usually the stories end badly for us. Sometimes it's helpful to take a step back from our thoughts and observe their presence. Disentangle from our self-talk and see it as separate from ourselves rather than fused to our identity. There is a you that is the witness to this jangle-tangle of thoughts running through your mind. And this practice will help you find you within the tangle so you can get a little distance from the stories and find a little freedom. So let's give it a try. Wherever you are, close your eyes and begin to tune into your breath. First, placing your attention on your in-breath or your inhales, and starting to slow your inhale down. Finding your out-breath or your exhale, slowing that down as well. Inhaling and exhaling. As you exhale, you might even release a sigh, releasing tension in the body. Relax your shoulders, neck, jaw muscles, face, little muscles around your eyes. Relax your brain. Now imagine that you are sitting by the side of a gently flowing stream. The stream has trees around it, and floating on the stream are leaves from the surrounding trees. This may be a stream that you have actually been to before, or one that you have near your house. Or maybe one that you just imagine, your own private stream. Now for a few minutes, take each thought that pops into your head and place it on a leaf. And let the leaf float on by. Do this regardless of whether the thoughts are positive or negative, pleasurable or painful. Just place each thought on a leaf and let them float by. You, the observer of your mind, are gently placing the thoughts you are observing on a leaf. letting each float on by. Allow the stream to flow at its own rate, resisting the urge to speed up or slow down. Just allowing the thoughts to come and go in their own time. Your mind offers you thoughts like, I can't do this, or this is stupid. Just place those thoughts on a leaf as well. From time to time, your thoughts will hook you and you will lose track of the exercise. That's completely normal. And it may happen often. As soon as you realize it's happened, gently acknowledge it and return to watching your stream of thoughts, placing each one on a leaf, watching them float by. If a leaf gets stuck, let it hang around. Don't force it to float away. If a difficult feeling arises, like boredom or annoyance, simply acknowledge it. Say to yourself, I'm noticing a feeling of boredom. Or, I'm noticing a feeling of annoyance. And place these words on a leaf and let the leaf float by. If you find your mind wandering, gently return to watching the stream and placing each thought on a leaf, watching it float by. Now, take a few more breaths. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Check in with yourself and notice if you feel a little more freedom from your mind. If you were able to find moments of your observer self that wiggled free for a bit to find a peaceful spot inside, please feel free to return to this practice often to help you get a little distance from your internal world. Thank you for practicing, and have a wonderful day.